Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin our time together by setting the intention, which is actually seven, and so just let it be. As always, I'd like to applaud you for taking the next 45 minutes or so out of your busy Sunday to join with me and others as we consciously come in together to deepen in our connection and communion with the God of our being, God in us as us. This morning I'd like to welcome Richard, who's joined our Sunday Soul community. Good morning, Richard. I trust you'll enjoy the service. And we continue our deep dive down into that wonderful prayer by Debbie Ford. And this morning, I want to look at the next phrase. May I have the strength to stand tall in the face of conflict, and the courage to speak my voice even when I'm scared. Those are profound words. Words that I know touched me very deeply, and I'm sure many of us can identify with. There will always be times in our lives when perhaps we lack the courage to say that which is really on our heart or on our mind, for whatever the reason. And then we spend an enormous amount of energy wishing we had said this or wishing we had said that. And so it is a recognition that it is strength and courage that we need to be bold enough to speak whatever it is on our heart, whether it's something personal or professional or societal. It's very easy to become an armchair critic, not having the courage of your convictions to speak up or about whatever it is that you are incensed about. It's harder to actually put action to your words or to your thoughts or to your feelings. I always used to say that I didn't do politics. And for many decades, I didn't. But I think since becoming a minister, I recognize that sometimes you can't separate politics from the spiritual work you have to do in the world. You can't ignore the plight of what's happening across the globe, or even right here in your own country. It would be an ideal world if truly our governments were concerned about the ultimate welfare of the people, even though they may give lip service to that. And I found myself often wanting just to take the easy route out and be what I heard described as an internet, an internet activist. Yes, it's easy to sign petitions and send around various videos or quotes or things. But it's actually harder to get up and be stand up and be counted. Yesterday I found myself protesting for the freedoms of the NHS workers to to not have a mandate against what they should or shouldn't do with their body. And it's irrelevant where you stand on the belief spectrum of whether vaccines are right or not right. We go down a slippery road once we stop allowing people freedom of choice as to what they think is right for their physical form. And it's interesting that God gave us free will, the will to decide whether we want to believe in God or not, whether we want to do whatever it is. God gave us that gift of free will. And now we have governments wanting to take away that free will and impose their will. And it's a very slippery slope as to where it ends and how we, the individuals, will be impacted and affected. And whilst that's not everyone's calling, it certainly was mine. But I recognized how I wrestled and had the inner dialogue of whether I should, whether I shouldn't, the pros and cons, and so on and so forth. But ultimately, there is always that within us that knows what is right for us to do. There is the God in us that is always guiding, directing when we choose to listen. And I want to kick off with our story, one of our stories today, because it so highlights what we are talking about this morning. It's taken from the Bible, and it's the book of Esther. There are only two books after women in the Bible. This is one of them. I'm going to paraphrase it because it's not my sacred text this morning, but it is a wonderful illustration. And it's from the book of Esther 4:10-17. And it starts out with the king. Let me see if I can pronounce his name correctly. Xerxes. He had a lavish party to which he wanted his beautiful queen to come and show her off, and she refused. And so he was angry, as you can imagine, and deposed her. That was the Queen Vashti. Banned her from his presence and banned her from the queen. So now he decided that he needed a new queen, and so they hosted a beauty pageant. And Esther was chosen from the throne. Her cousin Mordecai became an official in this Persian government. But soon Mordecai uncovered a plot to assassinate the king. And he told Esther of the conspiracy, and she reported it to Xerxes and giving the credit to Mordecai. The plot was thwarted, and Mordecai's act of kindness was preserved in the chronicles of the king. At this time, the king had a very high official, a man named Haman, who was wicked, and he hated the Jews, especially Mordecai, who had refused to bow down to him. So Haman devised a scheme to have every Jew in Persia killed. The king agreed to his plan to annihilate all the Jewish people on a specific day. Meanwhile, Mordecai had learned of the plot and shared it with Esther, challenging her with these famous words. "Do not think because you are of the king's house, you alone of all the Jews will escape. For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for all the Jews will arrive from another place. But you and your father's family will perish. And who knows but that you have come to your world position for such a time as this." Esther urged all the Jews to fast and pray for deliverance. Then, risking her own life, brave young Esther approached the king with a request. She invited Xerxes and Haman to a banquet, where eventually she revealed her Jewish heritage to the king, as well as Haman's diabolical plot to have her and her people killed. In a rage, the king ordered Haman to be hung on the gallows, the very same gallows Haman had built for Mordecai. Mordecai was promoted to Haman's high position with the Jews, and they were granted protection throughout the land. The people celebrated God's tremendous deliverance to the joyous festival of Purim was instituted. What I love about this story is that we see Esther's humanness. Because in it, she kind of says to Mordecai, "I can't go before the king of the Jews, before the king exists, because if I do, you're only allowed if he calls you, and if he doesn't call you and you go, he will automatically have you killed. And so Mordecai tells her, well, if it's not you, God will send us somebody else, and you'll perish in the process. Perhaps you were born for this. This was the reason he became the queen. And it makes me think about how often, and always I like to look at the metaphysical within any of our Bible texts that we do. So if we look at the king and what he could represent, well, he could represent our will, our ego, that full of itself, boastful, that wants to dominate everything. You could see when he ordered his first queen, Vashti, to come because he wanted to show off, and she refused, how he just automatically dismissed her as her queen, banished her. And that can be our ego sometimes, when we're not getting our own way, when we are not able to impose what we want on others, how we can turn around and treat them. When we look at Queen Esther, she represents spiritual love, the harmonizing power of love. And yet, even in spiritual love, it can weaken at times, but it always comes through. And so we have to temper our king in us with the queen in us. And we can look at the Jews as representing spiritual thoughts that sometimes come under the influence of our ego. And the fact that when she needed to do this, she asked the Jews to pray and fast with her for 3 days. And again, it's to control our thoughts and fast from those things that are negative, that are limiting, that are destructive. When we need to do something important, when we have that task that we're not sure whether we should, or we have something to say and we're not sure how to do it, this is how we gain the strength and the courage to do what is before us to do, as Esther had to. We have to fast from those thoughts that continuously undermine or will derail us. We have to fast from those thoughts that says, who am I to speak up? Who am I to do this? Who am I to say that? We have to fast from those thoughts that will derail us from expressing the children of God that we are. I love the story of Esther because even in her scaredness, even in her frightened, even in the fact that she knew to go before the king without being called for, she risked death. She decided to face that. Well, if I die, so be it. But she stepped forward to doing what was right to do, because she was born for such a time as this. It is challenging. I never like to undermine or devalue all the things that we are talking about on the Sunday Soul as being easy or quick fixes or something that is able to happen just like that with a click of a finger. No, it requires work and effort. That's what our spirituality is always calling us to do. We have to dig deeper, we have to climb higher, we have to be stronger in our faith to step up, step into, and step forward to whatever the divine is calling us. I love what Ashley Hodgson said. She said, strength and courage aren't always measured in medals and victories. They are measured in the struggles they overcome. The strongest people aren't always the people who win, but the people who don't give up when they lose. My sacred text says, from Joshua 1:9, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened, and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. My second quote from my sacred text is from Psalm 31:24. Be of good courage, and he will strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. You see, both of our sacred texts, they're reminding us that we're not to let the spirit of fear confound us or dumbfound us. We are to take courage because God is right where we are. God will embolden us, God will strengthen us, God will guide us, God will deliver us. It is written that God did not give us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. How often we forget that when we are faced with our challenges or when we are faced with looking to find our voice. My scientific mind reading is entitled Finding Your Voice. The first quote comes from Terry Tempest Williams. Choosing with integrity means finding ways to speak up that honor your reality, the reality of others, and your willingness to meet in the center of that large field. It's hard sometimes. Ernest Holmes, from his Power of Things called Life, says, the discovery of God in yourself is the greatest discovery you can ever make. The author writes, one of the more profound experiences of my life was playing in an orchestra. I loved how each instrument had its unique voice and how new sounds became possible by blending different instruments from orchestral playing. Excuse me, one moment. Wanted to join in the service and disrupt us. Okay. From orchestral playing, I learned the lessons of cooperation and observed the beauty that results when instruments play in harmony rather than competition. In an orchestra, musicians must know which instrument has the melody. Everyone cannot play as loudly as possible all the time. When you are playing the supportive harmony, you must play more quietly so that the instrument playing the melody can shine. You have a specific voice, your individual identity as a spiritual being. It is beautiful in and of itself. You do not lose who you are when it's added to the voice of others. Coming together is one of the most beautiful things we can do. It amplifies our shared reality and honors our diversity. In Thoughts Are Things, Ernest Holmes writes, life has set the stamp of individuality on you. You are different from any other person who ever lived. You are an individualized center in the consciousness of God. You are an individualized activity in the action of God. As a unique expression of life, surely you must be essential to the whole. If you were unnecessary, you would not have taken form on this plane. You are unique, but not separate. And when you and I join our voices, the song we sing becomes better because of our combination of our uniqueness. My poem is entitled, It Takes Courage. The author is unknown. It takes strength to be firm. It takes courage to be gentle. It takes strength to conquer. It takes courage to surrender. It takes strength to be certain. It takes courage to have doubt. It takes strength to fit in. It takes courage to stand out. It takes strength to feel a friend's pain. It takes courage to feel your own pain. It takes strength to endure abuse. It takes courage to stop it. It takes strength to stand alone. It takes courage to lean on another. It takes strength to love. It takes courage to be loved. It takes strength to survive. It takes courage to live. So Rip said, be bold, take courage, and be strong of soul. When I was thinking of what it looks like, what it feels like, what it is to be like, to act with strength of courage, one of the recollections that came to me was of the Tiananmen Square chap. And I just want to share this with you because I'm sure all of you here on the phone is old enough to remember this. So it says, the day after Chinese military killed at least hundreds, excuse me, if not thousands of demonstrators in Beijing in 1989, a wiry man in a white shirt stepped in the front of a line of moving tanks near Tiananmen Square to become one of the most famous protesters of the 20th century. 24 years later, his identity is still a mystery. He's simply called Tank Man. The man blocked the path of the tanks even as they gunned their engines. He climbed onto the tank, pounded on the hatches, and appeared to speak to the soldiers inside. When he stepped back down in front of the tank, two men ran into the street and pulled him away. The confrontation became one of the most enduring images of the pro-democracy, anti-corruption protest that swept China in that spring and summer. Whilst I'm not advocating that finding your voice has anything to do with protesting, my advocating or my invitation is for whatever it is in your life that you have stayed mummed about, stayed quiet about, stayed whatever, done about, you were given that voice to use and to find your strength and courage to speak to whatever it is that you've held down, held back, or held on to for so long. God did not give us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Let that lead and guide you in all that you need to say or do. Whenever I'm questioning myself what I should or shouldn't do, as quaint and as flip as it might sound, I always look to our teacher as the example, what will he do? And Jesus, without a doubt, was one of the greatest radicals that exists. And whilst he lived in a time that was maybe considered different from us, the people were still being bullied and governed by the Romans and even persecuted by their own high priest. And whilst he did not put down the government in words, he certainly did in action. Whether he healed on the Sabbath, whether he taught in the temple the truth that was totally against the laws that were enslaving and disempowering the people, whether he healed, whether he paid for the tribute to the Romans, and I've always loved that, give to the Romans what is the Romans, but give to God what is God. He truly spoke. He truly had the strength and courage to speak. Although they were considered and called him blasphemous when he identified that he and the Father was one, just as we and God are one. He spoke with strength and courage the truth that he knew that was unchanging and unchangeable, and even though it led to his death, he never denied it. And so, my beloved, as Debbie Ford asked in our simple prayer, may we have the strength to stand tall in the face of conflict and the courage to speak even when we're scared. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes as we go within. As always, we bring our attention to that breath. And I'd like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, it is the Spirit of God that has moved me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives us life. So for a moment, let us just be focused on this breath, life-giving breath, this energizing breath. Inhale. Hold. Okay.
place your attention into your heart space. Take a moment to acknowledge with gratitude the work that the heart does without you thinking or giving it instructions, pumping the life-giving blood around your body. And place your hand on your heart. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in love. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out cruelty. And as you breathe in, this is my breath as I breathe in joy. As you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out impatience. Place your hands on your knees and your lower back. Take a moment to acknowledge gratitude, the work that the kidneys do without you thinking about it, as it eliminates the waste and the toxic substances out of your body. Now as you breathe in to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in gentleness. As you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out fear. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in calmness. Exhale, this is my breath as I breathe out stress. Place your hand on your liver, the right side, under your ribcage. Take a moment to acknowledge gratitude, the work that the liver does as it detoxifies the blood and combats infection. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in kindness. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out anger. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in generosity. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out frustration. Place your hands on your lungs. Take a moment to acknowledge gratitude, the work of the lungs. Brings in the necessary air and oxygen from the atmosphere and passes it round through your bloodstream. Now inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in right thinking. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out depression. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in courage. This is my breath as I breathe out sadness. Don't place your hand on your stomach. Take a moment to acknowledge gratitude, the work of your stomach, how it draws and mixes and breaks down food so necessary for your life and survival. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in fairness. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out anxiety. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in trust. This is my breath as I breathe out worry. So let us take a moment just to be grateful for the rest of the systems in our body, the nervous, the spiritual, the endocrine, the immune, the cardiovascular, the urinary, the intermediary, the reproductive, the digestive, the muscular systems, all that work unconsciously beneath our consciousness, that we never perhaps take time to acknowledge, to be grateful. This awesome body temple operates without us giving our attention directly to it. So now affirm, the divine within me is wholeness, and my mind reflects this wholeness into every organ, every function, every action, every reaction of my physical being, renewing it after the perfect pattern, the Christ within me. Take a deep breath in as we enter into our circle of prayer. As always, you're invited to include anything or anyone that is in need of prayer at this time. Mother, Father, God, as we consciously come into communion with you this morning, remembering that you did not give us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind, and boldness that we may have the strength to stand tall in the face of conflict, that we may have the courage to speak even if we are scared or if we're alone. Let us be bold, as our teacher showed and demonstrated through his example and his life, that we may, in our weakness or our fearfulness, remember that we are one with the presence of God that is unchanging and unchangeable, that is the same yesterday, today, world without end. You are God, and there is none like you. Mother, Father, God, as we enter into this connection and communion with you, let us remember that always at the core of our being is your spirit. And when we become willful and dominating as King Exodus was, let us remember to be loving in our spiritual expression of your spirit as Queen Esther did. When we need strength and guidance, let us fast from the thoughts that would derail us or undermine us, and bring our attention and focus onto you. For it is written, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. So at this time, in this moment, at this space, as we are gathered here, in this sacred communion with you, we thank you for the reminder that your spirit ever renews, ever emboldens, ever strengthens, ever conquers any fearfulness or fearful thinking that we may have. Thank you for emboldening us to speak, to have the strength and the courage that is already within us. Mother, Father, God, for those that have transitioned home to you, beloved mother, father, sister, brother, or friend, or spiritual leader, Krishna Han. We know that to be absent in the body is to be before you, Lord. And so as their spirit returns back home, may those that are left behind be comforted in their grief and their sorrow. May your angels surround them with peace and have harmony that passes all human understanding. For our world, for those that are suffering, be it from earthquakes or tsunamis or volcano eruptions or the myriad of things that is happening across our globe at this time. I come back to the remembrance that you gave us free will. You gave us free will to choose. So, Mother, Father, God, let us choose to be more loving. Let us choose to be more kind, more accepting. Let us choose to see our oneness, our interconnectedness, our expressions of the one life, the one presence, one power. That we may do whatever is before us to do to help bring heaven on earth. Let us follow the teachings of our Wesho, our teacher, our friend Jesus, who said that we were to love one another as he loved us. For your infinite grace, your endless breath, and your eternal mercy, we are ever grateful. So it is. And so it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer. Stretch your hands towards the sky. Wiggle your fingers and affirm aloud. I open myself to life all around me. Cross your hands, palms down over your heart and affirm. I'm one with love and all that love is. Bring your hands as if in prayer in front of your lips and affirm aloud. I speak only words of health and wholeness. Drop your hands to your sides, palms open, and affirm. I give thanks for all good things flowing to me. Bend your elbows, make small circles with your wrists and affirm. I release and let go, and so it is. Take another deep breath in as I mute the phones for our mornings, affirmations, and Buddhist reflections. Repeat after me, after science of mind affirmation. Today, I have a clear voice.
I have a clear voice.
I express myself easily.
I express myself easily
and harmoniously with others.
And harmoniously with others.
Because I know. What lives in me is divine. Our Buddhist reflections. If anyone has hurt or harmed me.
Knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word, or deed,
I freely forgive them, and I ask forgiveness. If I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word, or deed.
Knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word, or deed.
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive the past and close the door.
Forgive all and resentment is dissolved. I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I forgive myself, and I am at peace.
I accept myself, and I am free.
I accept myself, and I am free.
May I feel protected and safe.
May I feel protected and safe.
Contented and at peace.
Contented and at peace.
May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May I be happy.
May I be peaceful. May I be free.
May my friends be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free. May those that challenge me be happy.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May they be peaceful. May they be free.
May they be free.
May all beings be happy.
May all beings be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
Our prayer of intention, I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Expressing and manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Our rumination for this week. Rumi says, wear gratitude like a cloak, and it will feed every corner of your life. As we draw towards the close of our Sunday soul, just to remind you that we'll have our 10 of 10 as usual on Thursday, our midweek prayer top-up. And our closing benediction is a little bit different today. I'm going to invite you to do some movements with it. So first, I'd invite you to touch your eye. May you approach all other beings with Christ-like compassion, observing them with kindness. May you let go of all harsh judgment. Touch your ears. May you be aware of the suffering of those around you and of all those in the cosmos. May your ears be open to hear their cries of distress. Now touch your mouth. May you have the courage and the wisdom to speak up for those who are wronged, to be a voice for those who suffer from injustice of any form. Touch your hands. May you be open to receive from others when you are in need. And may you be ready to give when someone needs to receive your gift. Touch your heart. May you be willing to meet your own suffering. And may you do so with deep compassion for yourself. Touch your feet. May your faith give you strength and understanding to walk by faith and not by sight. Touch your forehead. May you always know the shelter of God when you are hurting and in pain. May you always trust this compassionate being to protect you and to comfort you. May you always be at peace. I adapted that from Joyce Roth's Out of the Ordinary. And the song, my closing song I have for you today is a beauty. It's entitled Confidence by Francis Veal. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm
Scientist real confidence. So just to conclude where we are with our prayer, dear God, Spirit, Divine Mother, on this day I ask you to grant this request. May I know who I am and what I am, every moment of every day. May I be a catalyst for light and love, and bring inspiration to those whose eyes I meet. May I have the strength to stand tall in the face of conflict, and the courage to speak my voice, even when I'm scared. Beloved, I wish you a very blessed and happy Sunday, and I look forward as we continue the Debbie Force prayer next Sunday. Until, peace and blessings.
Thank you.